This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. So you probably know by now that the country needs a backup plan to the backup plan. House Speaker John Boehner canceled last night's vote on his Plan B to avoid the fiscal cliff, that combo of automatic tax hikes and spending cuts that'll go into effect soon if Washington can't cut a deal. Boehner didn't have the Republican votes to pass Plan B. President Obama speaks any minute now on the fiscal cliff. But with no Plan C on the horizon before the holiday, we're still edging closer to that fiscal cliff. From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Shireen Marisol Meraji reports on what will happen to poor Americans if we take that tumble.
If you've been out of work for a while, you're the tip of the spear.
So the biggest impact on the first day will really be for workers who are out of work and collecting unemployment benefits.
Sharon Parrott is a VP at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
2 million workers at the end of December would lose access to those extended benefits.
For everyone else, it's more gradual.
Elizabeth Lauerbach is a senior analyst at CLASP, a nonprofit that promotes policies for low-income Americans. She says spending will be cut by 8% on government programs that help the poor, job training programs, Head Start for preschoolers, and federal housing assistance.
But again, it won't be sort of all of a sudden that agencies are holding off on putting out contracts and spending money.
Another way the fiscal cliff could hurt poor families, says Parrott, is when certain tax credits aren't extended.
A mother working full-time at the minimum wage raising two children could lose almost all of her $1,700 child tax credit.
But she adds that won't happen until later, when 2013 taxes are due.
The biggest danger to low-income Americans, if we fall off the fiscal cliff, is the risk of recession.
Economist Nick Eberstadt wrote A Nation of Takers, America's Entitlement Epidemic. Eberstadt says cuts to programs that help the poor will have a minor impact compared to the rise in unemployment if Congress can't fix this. All three experts agree that the real hurt from a tumble off the fiscal cliff will come long after January 1st. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.